points. The top five on the Rokan Show.
Five.
Let's go.
Now, it's the top five at five on the Rokan Show with Anna Tavlantis. Sponsored by the Hip and Knee Center, where they help you feel new again.
Ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Get on with it.
Ah, we shall. Checking in at
number five.
Presidential hopeful Senator Elizabeth Warren facing criticism.
Yes.
For saying she was a Native American when she wasn't. Mm-hmm. Although she is 1/1,000,000th of a Native American, according to her DNA test.
I think it's possible she's 1/1,037th or something like that.
Now, possible. I would like to point out that she is, when that came out, that she was like 1/1,026th or whatever the number that was.
Right.
She said, well, you see, it proves it. She's trying to make the argument, yes, I am. And then people are like, no, you're not.
Well, and people who are, tribal leaders said, yes. No, we don't claim you, and this is very different.
It's not how this works. You have to show some sort of tribal relationship, and then you get that. I mean, there are people who had no idea that they were Native American, and then they find out that they are, and then they go and they seek tribal identity.
Sure.
That is not what happened here.
From Michigan, who that happened for him. He was right. 1/4.
And that's a big number right there.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So it just doesn't, her answers are not sufficient. So the Washington Post published a story that shows that when she was trying to get her Texas registration card for the bar of the state of Texas when she was in school down there, she checked American Indian on the application. And then...
She didn't check it. She wrote it. When they said, what is your race? There was a line and you could fill it in. She wrote American Indian.
Okay. Well, here's a problem. Because she had to answer questions from a scrum of reporters today.
Why did you list yourself as an American Indian on this Texas bar application?
So this was about 30 years ago. And, I am not a tribal citizen. Tribes and only tribes determine citizenship. When I was growing up in Oklahoma, I learned about my family the same way most people do. My brothers and I learned from our mom and our dad and our brothers and our sisters, and those were our family stories.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm. That still does not fully explain this, but go ahead.
But that said, there really is an important distinction of tribal citizenship. I am not a member of a tribe, and I have apologized for not being more sensitive to that distinction. It's an important distinction.
Yep.
Apology season.
Yep.
For something that happened decades ago.
To show you how long it happened ago, she wrote American Indian.
Right.
And that hasn't been acceptable for decades.
Right. Right. As opposed to East Indian or whatever. Or God knows what people wrote back then. I don't even want to know. Just looking at the application, you could get arrested.
Yes.
How do you respond to that criticism? That this was a knowing attempt to get ahead by using that claim of ancestry?
So that is a claim that has been fully investigated. And it has now been shown completely that nothing about my background ever had anything to do with any job I got in any place. It's been fully documented, and there's no evidence of any kind other than it had nothing to do. My background has nothing to do.
She's referring to the Boston Globe, which did a full investigation last fall that said that her meteoric rise and the many, many accomplishments were not aided by her heritage in any way. But now she's saying, I'm not sure, she can't deny the claim that American Indian heritage might not appear on multiple documents to come.
Okay, so that's exactly the point. They keep asking her, but is it anywhere else?
This is who I grew up believing with my brothers. This is our family story. And it's all consistent from that point in time. But as I said, it's important to note, I'm not a tribal citizen. And okay, I should have been more more mindful of the distinction with tribal citizenship and tribal sovereignty.
Yes, we got it.
And that is why I apologize to Chief Baker and why I've made a very public apology.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. I would not run for president if I were her. Did I mean, listening to her right there, this is, I don't, it just... She refuses to answer the question. The answer was, listen, that's what we all thought we were, and I thought I was going to get a little bit of advantage from it, even though I don't understand anything. I couldn't even tell you what tribe we were from. I don't know. Is there an Oklahoma tribe? Whatever it was.
Cherokee.
She should have done 23andMe.
She did.
She did. That's what she put out to tell the president, you know, look at me. I really
and
could
what
be.
What did it show?
One and 1,026th.
But has she actually been lying all this time? Like, I've been saying I'm Italian my entire life. If I go and do one of those tests, it might show that I'm actually Greek.
Okay.
You know?
But your family has always, you know, of course, Warren is a great Native American name. A lot of people.
Elizabeth Ann?
Yes. Elizabeth Ann Warren. I mean, it's clearly, you know, she's not exactly Shasheen Littlefeather. And by the way, Shasheen Littlefeather wasn't even Shasheen Littlefeather.
But like,
she was like Amy Goldblatt or something.
Up until recently, all we've had are the stories that have been passed down to us.
But are you deliberately using them as an advantage to get somewhere else in life?
When you know it had nothing to do with your actual upbringing. It was not like she was going to, she didn't grow up on a reservation. She didn't socialize as a kid with other members of her family who had that tribal identity and tribal life and the world that exists on the reservations for Native Americans is in totally different world than exists outside those reservations. And for good and for bad. If you talk to people who you know live in that world, man, it's a very different thing, and they clearly know. And this is not a question of if this is because you're sitting there. Well, am I Italian? What difference does it make? No one's. By the way, you're getting no advantage.
Yeah, and would you
for being
if you were
Italian
asked,
in this town?
If you're asked to self-identify, would you say Italian?
Or are you going from Park Ridge? Which one do you go with?
that's not really an option. But if somebody asks, I'd say I'm Italian.
All right.
Is that what I know of? What I know, but we don't know anything anymore.
Right. You should go on 23andMe.
Yeah. What are you not telling us, Jen?
Exactly.
We need to know facts.
Find out that you're Macedonian, and you have to explain that to everybody.
I'm supposedly like 50% Sicilian, so that's not really Italian.
You don't want to hear that speech about the Sicilian and the Moors and all that.
No,
forget it. All right, moving on to
number four.
All right, the president. He had a blue veiner today. He's mad at Adam Schiff because it looks like the House of Representatives is going to launch an investigation into his business practices. And they want to figure out if he's actually compromised based on the money that he continues to make.
On what basis would he do that? He has no basis to do that. He's just a political hack who's trying to build a name for himself. And I think that's fine because that's what they do. But there would be no reason to do that. No other politician has to go through that. It's called presidential harassment, and it's unfortunate, and it really does hurt our country.
Mm-hmm. Well, if he released his taxes, that might have made it a little easier.
You get to see what's what.
Yeah. But he hasn't, and he does do curious things. And then in the middle of last week, in the middle of all the other stuff, when he got mad at Howard Schultz for taking a shot of him on 60 Minutes, he goes, I hope Howard's still paying my rent.
At the Trump Tower, right?
Right. You're like, wait a second. Are you supposed to be collecting your rent at the Trump Tower?
Are you supposed to be keeping track of that stuff?
All right. We'll get to your three, your two, and your one. But first, Kim Gordon tells us what's happening on the WGN News at the bottom of the hour.
If you think this winter has been cold, just wait till summer.
Catch Living Healthy Chicago this Saturday at 9 a.m. Learn more about the struggles and successes of everyday Chicagoans. Health and fitness is the topic. Living Healthy Saturday at 9 a.m. on WGN TV.
All right, top 5-5 continues. We're up to
number three.
Roger Stone has been complaining about how the FBI busted into his house, right? They scared his dogs.
Yep.
Scared his wife. They had guns pointed. He's all upset about it. Hmm. Well, you know who doesn't care about that? O.J. Simpson.
What?
O.J. Simpson, who's a neighbor. He's like, are you kidding me?
You've
just been going through that? Imagine what I've been through.
Now, you think he's going to get impeached?
Hanging around people like that Roger Stone. Hey, let me say this. You know, I got raided by the FBI in Miami.
37 FBI agents, 5 o'clock in the morning. And I had more than dogs. I had kids there. They were a little traumatized. And my friend, he got raided too. For nothing, at SEC Task Force. They were wrong. You never heard another word about it after the media made a big deal out of them in there. So the FBI can be wrong, you know. But to try to compare it to El Chapo and Bin Laden, hey, man, Bin Laden was carried out in a bag, not walked out in handcuffs. So, you know, man up. Stop crying.
Did he say he got raided?
Yeah.
Wasn't there a reason why he got raided?
Yeah. Well, whatever.
Okay.
That's not the point.
All right. He's saying that it's perfectly normal.
OJ and I agree on one thing. Mm-hmm. Roger Stone comparing himself to Bin Laden is wrong. All right. Checking in at
number two.
Listen to this. The Simpsons has been renewed for seasons 31 and 32.
Gosh. How about that?
Making it the longest running scripted primetime series in the history of American television.
Where's your sense of humor?
Most having.
Hello, is Al there?
Al?
Yeah, Al. Last name, Caholic?
Let me check. Phone call for Al. Alcoholic. Is there an alcoholic here? Wait a minute. Listen, you little yellow belly rat jackass. If I ever find out who you are, I'll kill you.
I wonder if The Simpsons predicted what's happening in Virginia.
You know, Moe the bartender was played by Liam Neeson. People don't realize that.
Oh.
And finally,
number one.
Stephen Colbert, special live post-Day of the Union show.
Good evening. I'm Vladimir Putin. I am President of Russia and James Bond bad guy. I agree with President Trump's call for unity. Both sides must come together and do exactly what he says, that I told him to say. And I applaud his plan for the border wall. We built a wall in Germany, and not one Mexican got into East Berlin. By the way, congratulations to Pete Davidson and Kate Beckinsale. I wish you kids well.
It's great.
Closing this up.
The top five at five.